Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to WGUM. I don't know if you listened to it yet, but boy, we had a rousing good time last night. Last night was Wednesday, but you can go into the archives and hear it as well. So let's just take a moment to send up a prayer and to thank God for yet another day in this glorious world of His. Thank Him for all the blessings and all the healings. Let's send out our prayers and support to those who have lost loved ones and know that they are on the other side and that they are with God, living out the life in heaven, in the kingdom that God has planned for them. Let's rejoice that we are still in the land of the living. As Pastor Patricia Benjamin often says, we're in the land of living, and today is a good day to bless the Lord and to thank Him for all that He has given us up to this point and in the future. And like they say on the radio programs, we're not going to look back to the past. We're going to go forward. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep living and breathing and loving God's word in every single moment. Bless our families. Support our families. Help those who are grieving, those who are lost, those who don't have work, those who know that work is waiting for them, know that the economy is going to rebound and it's going to be different, but Lord, we will continue and persevere. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Now, without further introduction, the woman on divine assignment Ladies and gentlemen, saints, behold, the woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we thank God again for Jesus and Jesus for his blood. Never forget that. To always thank God for Jesus. Oh, I bless God on today. It is a lovely day in the neighborhood. The sun is shining bright. I'm a person. I'm a recipient. I love to see the bright sunshine. I know we have to have rain in order for things to grow, and it's a way of God watering his earth, and that's fine, and we need the rain so that our reservoirs don't dry up. But how about you? Are you watering your soul with the word of God? Because if you don't water your soul with the word of God, your reservoir will dry up, and therefore your well will not spring up in you like a well of life of the Spirit of God, like a new water. Oh, we thank God for the word of God, that we are able to keep our reservoirs filled up with the Spirit of God, and the water of the Spirit will come forth. Oh, I magnify the Lord on today. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, bless God, bless God, bless God on today. Yes, we have got to keep the word of God live in us. Whether the church doors are open or the church doors are closed to a building. But my church doors are never closed. My church door is always open to the word of God. My church door is always open to songs of praises to the King, to glory and honor. If you really want to be blessed and you're down and in you're in a slump, and maybe you have lost a loved one, maybe you cannot get to your job and you don't have the finances that you would have had on a Thursday, or some people get paid on Thursday, on a Friday. Maybe you don't have those pleasures anymore, but if you would just but turn, put your song on like Lift Up Jesus for Men to See. If you would just turn to a song on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking. So whatever song you like, stir up the gift. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. I am my sheep. I may not be able to go into the brick building or the concrete or the wood, whatever your church house is made out of, but on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. And as I just said a moment ago, I cannot get out to grace and mercy. I cannot walk in the building. I cannot get out to First Church. I cannot get out to Bible Way. I cannot get out to First Baptist. I can't get out to Second Baptist. I can't get out to Greater Baptist. I can't get out to New Birth. I can't get out to any of those. But I can tell you today that I can say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God. I'm born of his Spirit. I'm washed in his blood. This is my story. What about yours? Are you able, because you can't put on your clothes and go out to where they call it the house of God? You're going to let your baby die? Are you going to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus? to keep your reservoir filled with the Spirit? Or are you going to let your reservoir dry up because you can't step out in your high heel or your low heel and go down to a place where the usher is waiting at the door? The musician is piping up the organ. The praise team is up singing and dancing and blessing his name. You're going to sit there because you can't walk into that place and let your well run dry when you have Jesus on the inside of you and you got saved through the blood? Oh, come on. Wake up, everybody. It's time to keep your reservoirs full with the name Jesus. That's what's going to bring you through this trying moment. And maybe, you know, sometimes it's good that things happen to us because this will teach us that you don't live day by day. Keep some money in your pocket. Keep some money put away. God bless you to make $500 a week, but don't live on $500 a week. $500 a week come out to only $1,000 a month. And out of that $1,000 a month, you should be able to save at least $300 of that for the whole month. So that if something happens and you can't go to work and it all, you have something to sustain you. Don't just live riotously. You know the story of the prodigal? I know it's Easter, but some of you got to be taught some sense. But the prodigal took his substance, took everything he had from his dad, because he didn't feel like his life mattered to him. All he wanted was the glamour. All that was on the other side of his father's house, he wasn't satisfied with the things that was provided for him in his father's house. I'm hearing a song say, come and go with me to my father's house. There'll be no dying there. There'll be no crying there. Come and go with me to my father's house. But he wasn't satisfied with the father's house. And many of you were not satisfied with the church. You found everything wrong with them. Oh, the pastor shouldn't talk so long. Oh, the deacon, get on my nerve. Oh, she thinks she all that. Look how she come in here. Now you can't go there. You can't take your criticism and go into God's house. You should have been walking into his house, blessing his name instead of complaining. But the prodigal son on today, I don't know why God got me going like this. I plan to do Easter, but this is Easter too. But the prodigal wasn't satisfied with what the father had provided. That's the way I see some of you. You're not satisfied with what God has provided. So you want to take and go and do on your own. But my God, today, when you do it on your own, you shipwreck. But I love the Lord today because he allows us to mess up, but he don't throw us out. He's waiting for us to come back to him with open arms. And he, guess what? He don't say, hey, you went out there and fool around on the devil's ground. I'm going to put this in your face. He don't do that. He said, welcome home. You once was lost, but now you're found. When the prodigal son's dad saw him from afar off, the scriptures say, he said, get a ring. Let's get a robe. Kill the fatted calf. It is time for a celebration. My son that was lost has now been found. He went out and he found out that it was greater on the inside of him than he that was in the world. He found out that everything he needed was in Jesus. He found out that everything he needed was in his father's house. I want to encourage you today. Everything you need is in your Father's house. No, it don't look like you have a paycheck coming for quite some time, but everything you need is in the Father's house. If you are in God, then God is in you, and together you got it going home. I want to get to my Easter message. I want to talk about Jesus, but for some reason, God wanted somebody to know that even though you went out away from him, wasn't satisfied, well, life is boring, life is too slow, I need to go find some excitement, I want to do like other people are doing, I want to smoke, I want to drink, I want to cut the rug, I want to lick the mustard jar, I want to do all of those things that's not permitted in this house, but we go out, but guess what, when the prodigal son went out, his dad stayed at home. His dad stayed at home, but God went with him, and he took care of him so much so to when he was in the hog pen, getting ready to eat the corn, the husk, the corn cob. Let me make it plain, the corn cob. And when he realized what mess he was in, that's what it was. He was in a mess. When he realized that he was in a mess, he looked up and said, hold up here. This is not me. This is not right. Even the hired help eat better than this at my father's house. So he arose up and he went back to the father's house in order to keep your reservoir from drying up. You got to stay in the Father's house. In other words, you got to stay with Jesus. You can't walk away from God. You got to stay with the Lord. Oh, yes, everywhere you go, he's going with you. But you got to stay with him because he said, I'll never leave you. But you got to stay with him. You got to stay within the ark. You got to stay where you are. You cannot walk out from God and expect everything to go well with you. You got to stay close to Jesus. And by staying close to Jesus, your reservoir won't go dry. I can finish this right here. Oh, bless his name. I can finish this message right here because I've just told you, you can't have Easter with a dry well. You can't have Jesus and be dried up on the inside. But the word of God says, I'll be like a well springing up out of your belly. And if you don't have a spring coming up out of you at such a time as this, you have lost your well, your reservoir has run dry because you're not leaning and depending on Jesus. I know we got to have money to go into the grocery store. I can't tell the man at the cash register, I got the Holy Ghost, that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, because this world relies on money. The world before this one relied on money. You go back and look in the Bible. In the Old Testament, they had shekels. That was money. Jesus himself, when he came along, he had to have money. But Jesus, beloved, Jesus put money in the fish's mouth. And guess what? He was concerned about you because he showed the love to Peter. He said, Peter, pay what I owe. Pay what I owe. And then there'll be enough left over for you to pay what you owe. God cares that you are able to pay for what you get. But you need to focus on How can I increase my relationship with God? Being that I'm not able to go out to the house of God, how can I stay refreshed, renewed, regenerated, vitalized? How can I keep my reservoir from going dry? Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. But yet he will never leave you nor forsake you. But you're the one who turned away from him. The prodigal, Lord, this is not the message I wanted to bring this morning, but this is why I don't write out stuff. I'm not one of those preachers, and God bless you if you are, that can sit down and write out your sermon. You know how many sermons I have written, but I cannot sit down and write out a sermon and then turn to say, oh, I'm going to preach this today and stick with that. God don't use me that way. He doesn't use me like that. He gives me what I need to give out to you. I don't write it down, and I don't have a problem with people that's able to write their sermons out and know that this is what I'm preaching and that's that. But when you're hearing from God the way I hear from him, he does me this way. Oh, there's preachers that hear from God all the time, and they're able to follow the script that they have chosen to use, and God allows them to do that. But he doesn't work like that with me. There are daffodils, gladiolus, snapdragons, roses, several flowers, calla lilies. There are plenty of flowers, but they all have a different name. Well, I am a flower in ministry, but I have a different way. Someone told me more than one time, I have a very unique way of delivering the word of God. So that's what makes me me. That's what separates me from them. And I don't have a problem with that. Oh, Lord, I'd love to get on the platform and follow the script, but I can't. Because God didn't beam me up that way. I have to deliver the message the way he gives it to me in order for it to be effective to you. But for some reason, God wants you to know about the prodigal today. About Easter. But you know, let me just say this about Easter. For the child of God, for the Christian, for the one who really know the name Jesus, and for the one who love the name Jesus, it's Easter every day. Because my Savior, yes, he gave proof. Let me just put that there. He gave proof that he's the Christ. Well, somebody will say, well, preacher, how did he get proof? Why are you saying that Easter every day when Easter comes every year in April? Well, I need to help you out with that. There is times that Easter does come in March. So if it really was about Easter for say, if it was really about Easter, how can you say you were born in April, but every once in a while your birthday comes in May? How can you say you were born in April? That's my month. That's why I'm using April. This is my birth month. Hallelujah. Anyhow. But how can I say my birthday is in April, but I can celebrate it in March, because next year my birthday will not be in April. It'll be in March. But according to the calendar, every so many years, Easter comes in March. It's not there in April. So if you're hung up about what month it came in, let's go past the month that is in. Let's say that I have a resurrected Savior who lives every day. Jesus died and he rose. Well, thank you, God. Jesus died and he rose. That was only to prove his rising, he justified. That was to prove to the world that he is the Christ, that he is the Son of God. No one else died and was able to get themselves up. Jesus got his own self up out of the grave. How many people you know that died? And to prove that he was the Christ, he said, I lay down my life. Thank you, God. I lay down my life, but on the third day, I will rise. How many people you know could predict or prophesy that I'm going to die on April? What is today's date? Whatever it is, April the 9th or 8th, whatever today's date is it the 9th of April? I'm going to die on April the 9th. Thank you, Jesus. I had it right. But trust me, let's do today is Thursday the 9th. Friday, the 10th, and Saturday, the 11th. But I'll rise on the 11th of April. No one has ever done that. Only Jesus. So he's real. Jesus lives. Jesus is alive today. Every day to the child of God is Easter. Yes, we got one designated day out of a year, whether it comes in March or April, that we celebrate Easter. But to a child of God, you need to validate him every day. You need to let the world know that Jesus is risen. He's alive. I don't have to go to Golgotha. I don't have to go to Calvary today. I know my Savior is risen. I know he's alive because he lives in my heart. And every day, Jesus lives. It's the resurrection. And every time we sin, you'll find it in the New Testament. Every time we sin, I want to bust your bubble this morning. Every time you sin, you crucify him. I believe that's in Ephesians. If not, it's between Ephesians and Hebrew. I'm not at my table where my Bible is. Every time we sin, children of God, the scripture says, we crucify him afresh. Every time I have sinned, I put him back to the cross. And the only thing that I would say about me pinning him to the cross every time I sin, Sister Barbara, is the fact that the blood came back and cleansed me of my sin. That ever-flowing blood that never loses its power. Come to the fountain that's so rich and so good. Come, cast your soul at the Savior's. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Where sinners plunge beneath the flood and lose all their guilty stain. Ah, but your reservoir, because you can't go inside of the building, don't let it dry up. Don't walk away and say, I have nothing to do. I can't go and hear the choir sing. I can't be entertained by the praise dancers. I can't watch the pastor when she ran back or when he ran back. I'm going to walk away from God. I'm going to let my reservoir dry up. I'm going to ask for my substance like the prodigal son said. I got to get out of here. I got to go do my thing. But when you find that you got yourself in a mess, his reservoir had dried up. He was in a mess. He was in the hog pen. But when he realized God will let you go down low enough to realize and appreciate when you're up, God is allowing you to appreciate the places designated called church building, so that when the doors are open again, you won't say, I just came to church today because I had nothing else to do. You won't go to church just to show off your suit or your pants set or whatever your attire is that you wear to go to the house of worship. You won't be going, you'll be going for sincerity to hear the word of God, to reverence the word, to appreciate being able to have the freedom, because I'm telling you, there's a day coming that the church doors will close and never open again. What are you going to do about that? The Antichrist is coming. Jesus Christ is here. The Antichrist is coming. The Antichrist didn't die. Jesus died. And he got up just like he said. They had a television commercial said, the proof is in the pudding. The proof was at the cross. When Jesus died, he said, you can go head on. Put the nails in my hand. Put the crown of thorns on my head. But guess what? I'm coming back in 3 days. You can't kill me. I've chosen to lay down my life. Therefore, you can't touch this. I'm going to have to prove to some of you that I am the Son of God. And this is my resume. This is all you need to know about me, is that I'll be back in 3 days. 1, 2, 3. I'll be back. He called Lazarus back after 4 days and was stinking. But Jesus said, I'll be back in 3 days. I don't know how long the prodigal son was out there before he realized that he had gotten himself in a mess. But he went back home to the Father. And I want to say to you today in Radio Land, go home to your Father. Come back to Jesus. He's alive. He's well. He's risen. He's not on the cross. He went back. He ascended to heaven, to his Father. Jesus came, the prodigal son, thank you, God. The prodigal son got himself in a mess. Jesus came and cleaned up the mess that we get ourselves into. And when he had finished cleaning up the mess that we made, sin, I'm talking about S-I-N, not you per se, because sin was here when you got here. Sin will be here when you leave until the Lord shut it off. But Jesus came. He saw the mess that we were in. He had compassion on us. He said, the devil's going to kill them. He doesn't care about them. But Father, I'll go down and I'll suffer the persecution. I'll suffer the cross for them. Prepare me a body, because he was in the spirit. You could not put a nail in the spirit. Those of you that deal with spirit world, the spirits, you can't put a nail in it, but you can put the blood. But the blood still works. The devil can't cross the bloodline. He's not an heir of salvation. He has not been purchased by God. Yes, was he made? Everything that was made, the scripture said God made it. But because he wanted to be as great as God and better than God, that's what caused him to be the ruler of hell. And ever since then, he's been giving us hell. But Jesus came, and he said, I come, hey, that you might have life, might have life. It's your choice. But you'll have it more abundantly if you choose life. Ooh, they got a slogan that says choose life. Jesus is life. The whole thing is a mess. Don't be like the prodigal when you're serving Jesus. Don't let your reservoirs run dry. When you say you know Jesus, yeah, many of them know his name. Jesus cleared that up too. He said, yeah, many of you worship me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. So it doesn't matter who goes inside of the building. It's what goes in the building from your heart. Do you belong to Christ today? Do you belong to the risen Savior today? Or are you just going to a building and say, I went to church? But are you living as the church? The church of the true and living God. Are you living that type of life today? I'm walking in authority. Ah, living life the way. Listen, are you living as if you have a baby on the inside of you called the Christ? Because see, Jesus came as a baby. He didn't come as a grown man. He came as a baby. And he grew up to be an adult. But when he went to the cross, the mess that we had made outside of the Father's house. See, because when you're in sin, you're outside of the Father's house. You're prodigal. You're doing what you want to do. It's my thing. I do what I want to do. You can't tell me who to sock you to. But when you have that frame of mind, you are in a mess. You are in the whole pen of life. But Jesus saw the mess that we were in. And he said, I've got to go down and redeem man back to my Father. Prepare me a body. Let me go down and put them on the right track. If they will accept my dying on the cross and accept me to be their reservoir, a well springing up on the inside of them. I'll clean up the mess. I'll take them out of the hog pen. And I'll clean them up through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where the redemption is. Through the blood. And you got to come by the blood in order for a baby to be made. The blood has to generate the penis. That's why men who have a lot of problems with it, and particularly if they're on blood pressure medications, it stops the blood flow from going down to the penis, which causes, come on, this is life here I'm talking about, causes an erection. And when he ejaculates, it's the blood that come out that make that baby. Yes, it goes into the mother, and the sperm of the blood makes the difference. That's what make that child. Well, I want to let you know that it's the blood of Jesus that make us children of God. But it was through the resurrection that the blood came. Through the cross, the blood came and it resurrected all of us that was dead and trespassed in sin. The blood still works. The blood will clean up your mess. The blood will get you out of the hog pen and put you in the Father's house. And God will put a robe on you. And there'll be a great celebration going on in the heavens of the heavens. Oh, God, that my child has come out of the hog pen. How did she get out? Through the blood. Does somebody say, how do you feel when you come out of the wilderness? Well, I came out through the blood. I came out through the blood. The blood that Jesus shed it for me. I came out through the blood. Out of the hog pit. In the husk of sin. S-I-N. I was eating sin. But I arose and went to Jesus. And the blood removed the stain of sin. Did he make it possible? Yes, he did. Through the cross, Jesus could have called for how many angels? A legion. And came down off the cross. But he said, I heard a songwriter say, while he was on the cross, I was on his mind. But let me just change that just a little bit. It sounds as though while he was on the cross, I was on his mind, and that's beautiful. But let me just put it my way. While he was on his way to the cross, I was on his mind. Because he could have stopped on Palm Sunday. But he kept on going. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed that this cup would pass from him. But nevertheless, he thought about me and he thought about you. And he said, there's no spick and span. There's no hand sanitizer. There's no Clorox wipes. There is no Lysol spray. There is none of these things that can clean up sin. The only thing that can clean up sin is the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God. Ooh, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. You got to do like the prodigal son. You got to realize you're in a mess. And you got to come to your senses that it's not going to go away. Unless I arise and get up and go to my Father's house. Come on, people. It's Easter in the child of God every day. Sorry we can't get to the building, but that's okay. David said, his word have I hid in my heart that I might not. And even then, David wasn't sure. That I might not sin against. But if we sin, we find ourselves in the hog pen. Get up from there and go home. Back to the Father's house. The blood never loses its power. The blood keep on flowing. From Calvary's mountain to Dover, Delaware. From Calvary's mountain to South Carolina. From Calvary's mountain to Albuquerque, New Mexico. From Calvary's mountain to New York, New York. From Calvary's mountain, it reaches to St. Louis, Missouri. From Calvary's mountain, it reaches to Georgia. From Calvary's mountain, it reaches to Kansas City. And to Kansas. Oh, bless his name. It reaches to New Jersey. It reaches all over the world. The blood never stops cleansing us when we realize that we are like the prodigal son. I don't know how God hooked this up, but he does it every time. I got my Bible open again to the book of Matthew. I wanted to read Matthew. You read it yourself. Matthew, the 26th chapter. I'm going to give you where I was going to bring my Easter sermon from, Dr. Scott, but God again. So that's why I don't even study. I don't even try to study for a sermon. I want to sometimes just do like the other preachers and just look and get up and say a prayer for the people and then go to the word and read it and then start, you know. But God don't use me like that. But I will give you. Because some people don't feel like they've heard the word or had church if you can't give them a written or read word out of the Bible. But that's one of my Kojic things I learned how to do when I was younger, mocking my pastor. And I just remembered the words that were spoken. Some I have forgotten some scriptures where they are. My brother Michael had that photocopy in his head. Michael can read something and remember exactly and can tell you verbatimly where it was. But let me just tell you this. I planned on reading from 26 of Matthew. And I really wanted, to be honest with you, I really wanted to read from the 36th verse where Jesus prayed in the garden before he went to Calvary. So now you read it. I already know the story. You read it. Because half of you don't even know what Easter's about. All you know is Jesus died, and he was on a cross, they killed him, and he got up on the third day. That's it. You don't even know how it came about. Don't even know the conversation that took place in heaven with the Father and the Son. And when Jesus saw all that the devil was doing to oppress the people and to kill them, and God put out the first resume. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil's resume had not changed, and yet we fall into that trap called sin. We allow the devil to kill us. And how he killeth, he separate us from God. And that's what makes us dead. Dead men walking, dead women walking. When he separates us from God, you're dead. But there's a resurrection when you come out of your hog pen. When you come out of your mess, you look and say, hey, Jesus got better than this. And it don't get no better than that. Jesus got better than this. And it don't get any better than that. Jesus will make a difference through the blood. All these folk going to church without coming through the blood, they're bastards. God is not their father. They're thieves, the scriptures say. They're thieves. They steal. They try to steal their way into the kingdom. They don't want to come through the blood. They don't want to change. They don't want to do it God's way. They want to do it like they want to do it. But except you come through the blood, you're none of his. So I'm glad some of the churches are closed. Maybe they'll have time to get it right. Maybe they'll say, we were just in here for form and fashion, but now we find out that there's really a difference. Because some of them went home, and they're in the hog pen right now. But I have Jesus. My reservoir, thank you, Lord, for the rain this morning. It thundered and it rained, and now the sun is shining like I like it. But God gave me the word. Don't let your reservoir dry up in this pandemic. Some of you are already dried up. But after hearing this message on today, do like the prodigal son. Get up. Come out of your mess. Come out of your hog pen and go home to Jesus. Where the blood will put a robe on you. The blood will put a ring on your finger. And the blood will cause a celebration. Woo! The blood that Jesus shed for me. Where that? On Calvary. The blood that gives you strength. Come day. Today. No. It will never. No. It will never lose its power. The blood can go where you can. The blood. I plead the blood of Jesus today that we will all come out of our mess. Come out of your hog pen. Go back. Let Easter be live in you every day, not just some Sunday in April. But let it be real every day. We're going to close out with some blood songs today to help you that listen in the archives. And I don't know if anyone is on the call today or not, but we're going to play this in your hearing. And this message will run again on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. But we're going to close out with whatever time that's left with the blood songs. May the Lord God bless you real good. Come out of your hog pen, and your resurrection will not run dry. Keep your reservoir filled up with the blood. Dr. Scott, I'm ready. Keep your reservoir with the blood keeping you moisturized.
And it reaches.
Oh,
Good morning, caller at age 791. This is Dr. Scott. Good morning.
Oh, morning. I was just listening right now when I listened to the notes.
Well, thank you. Glad that you called in. You clicked the one, which means you may want a word with Pastor Benjamin. She's on the line.
Oh, no, I was just listening right now to the music. You know, now, me Bob.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that.
God bless you, man of God. May the Lord God take care of you as he continues to watch over you and to keep you safe and your family. And we bless his holy name. Remember, he stays alive in you every day as long as you've been washed in the blood. God bless you.